Hello.
Hello.
Happy Christmas.
Happy, happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas. And you can hear Ghost Dog, who's not going to be so much of a ghost dog anymore.
You might see a little tail wiggly wagging around.
Yes.
Like that.
And the dog. Hello. We are a podcast. And as you'd know, if you're listening to this, because...
It's because you're listening to you're listening. It.
Yeah. But now we're also through the magic media of video.
Yeah, or the talky picture, as I like
the
to call
talky
it.
Picture show.
Yeah,
yeah. So we'll
the movies.
Let's explain for people who are watching, perhaps on the tube of you, and we're a podcast. We've been going for 15 episodes. This is episode 15.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they haven't been a struggle.
No, not at all. It started really well. We were getting quite a few downloads, and then we went off the
off
subject
piste.
Of music, and then things went a bit downhill from there in terms of subscribers. But that's okay. So
but the downhill bit is the best part of a roller coaster.
Well, I've been enjoying it far more since we've had less subscribers because you've had less restrictions. We can talk about anything. If you want to go back and listen to our old episodes, they're on iTunes. Well, I was about to say iPhone, but they can be on your iPhone as well.
That's and the magic of technology.
For anyone watching, we are not just talking into an empty cardboard box. There are actually microphones inside here as well.
My cardboard box is actually a giant microphone.
That's a hell of a microphone.
It's amazing.
We use Snowball microphones, you can't see here, which is probably the worst choice we could have chosen for a USB mic, simply because it picks up everything.
That's right, you know.
Well, yeah, and
you
by
want,
that I mean
you want a microphone to pick up sound.
It's too omnidirectional. It picks up you around the other side of here. It picks up people downstairs talking. It's a very, very sensitive microphone, which is good in some situations, but perhaps not for this. It's okay.
Yeah. It's fine. It's good.
Anyway, it's Christmas.
It's
Christmas. Happy Christmas.
Thank you.
How are you, Chris? Christmas.
Christmas. It's really weird because my surname is Mass, which is it does cause some problems, except for this time of year when I get loads of cards.
And my name is Mark, which has got nothing to do with Christmas.
I thought it would be like Mary. Nothing.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Yeah,
that's a kind
that's
of
the Beatles.
Christian. Maybe. Anyway,
I'm not that famous rock band. I'm talking about my pet cockroaches.
So, in this show, we talk about absolute fuck all.
Magazine podcast. Yeah. Basically, we talk about whatever's been happening over the last week to 10 days.
And what have you been up to?
Not a lot.
Congrats.
See you later.
See you next time. Well, I've got a present for you.
Have you?
Because it's Christmas.
You shouldn't have done that.
Well,
now
I've
I'm
done
just really stingy.
It's okay. You can get me something later on.
It's relevant. Thanks. Can I?
Yeah.
You are so kind.
Depending on how you feel about this present I'm about to give you. So here's a present. So for our visual listeners, enjoy the unwrapping of the present and perhaps Chris's pants afterwards. That's it. No, rustle on the microphone so that the nice podcast people can hear. Rattly. No. Yes, rappy.
Oh, I've got to read the label.
What does
it
say?
To Chris, happy Christmas.
To Chris, fuck off.
It's not even written on the bloody line.
What?
It says to Chris. It's got like lines so you can write your name and message and then who it's from. And you've written Chris on the line and then happy Christmas below the line.
Well, that just
whoever's doing your wrapping and labelling needs to be shot.
Well, that just says it all about this whole podcast. We don't keep within the lines.
We always stray.
We scribble outside
the
line.
We stray from the beaten path.
Mm.
It's my very own snow globe mic.
What is it?
It's some actually decent headphones.
They're not decent, but
they can't be any worse than ones that I'm using.
It's some headphones because Chris never has headphones, but now he does.
I do, contrary to what you can see on the video feed.
Yeah,
I never have headphones.
But many times you've turned up and you've had to use little iPhone headphones in there.
Terrible. Should I just leave these here? Actually,
would that be? Yeah, but they're yours. Well, you can do. Yeah, it's a present. Yeah, leave it with me. Cheers. Thanks very much. For
that. In the nicest possible way. That way, I can, you know, I'll never be caught with my trousers down again. I should point the box.
Or your.
Are we doing some marketing? Did you get these because you struck a deal and said,
I did strike a deal, but not with that particular company. Do you want me to say where I got it from? Have you heard about this? Shall I tell you about this?
Please do.
I got it from the wonderful TK Maxx store.
Oh. I've heard of them. They do some really good stuff.
Yeah, hence why it probably looks expensive, but not.
It does.
Well, there you go.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
That's okay. You've got some head candy now.
I have.
Some candy for your head.
That goes with those candy knickers you got me last year.
I do, yes. Which I hope you're wearing now.
Yeah.
Don't chafe.
No, they don't actually, because all the colouring's come off, unfortunately. So my groin's a beautiful colour, but the pants are
colour of a rainbow.
Yeah.
Purple and pink and So, what should we talk about this week? We're not going to, if you listen to the other podcast, we speak about some celebrities sometimes. We do celebrity Bruce Willis news.
Yep. What's Brucey Boy been up to this week?
I don't know.
I think he's been distributing Christmas gifts.
Oh, I've got. Did you know what? There is news. There is news.
Is there?
But not Bruce Willis news.
Is it Sarah Jessica Parker related
news? No. You remember last week I showed you the Kanye West, what's her face? Kim Kardashian, a video bound to. I showed it to you, didn't I?
Honey. Yep.
Well, his best friend Jay-Z's come out with one now with Beyonce, and it isn't quite as bad.
Is it a parody?
No, it's not. But it's not quite as bad as that. I mean, the Kanye West one is just shocking. So it's a half decent song.
It's fucking terrible.
I mean, it's a half decent, but he just talks about doing her again. I mean, like, what is it with these, like, jiggling her boobs all around? And I'm like, you've just had a child. Really? Mm-hmm. You know?
Her breasts are fuller. That's why he's done it.
Why? They just seem so
out of touch with what actually is going to happen in a few years' time when their kid clicks onto YouTube.
It's just trying to be too extreme just to get views.
I've watched that video many times, I must say.
But unfortunately, it works. This is it. If you're a cock, it seems to work. Honestly, it's crazy. So there you go. So that's one to watch out for.
Okay, I will.
I think they're trying to do something different. I mean, what he's trying to do, Beyonce's releasing an album, which is called The Visual Album, which is 17 videos.
She put out an album surprise album, didn't she, last week?
Is that what this one is? It's called The Visual Album. It's got 17 videos and 14 songs.
All right.
Is that what this is?
How can it have 17 videos unless three of them aren't for songs?
No, maybe.
Just interview stuff. Shown around her home.
Yes, this is me having a shit.
It's like changing rooms with Beyonce. here's our baby. Birth video.
I'll put a bit of singing in it. But the thing is, they're both incredibly talented, unlike Kanye West.
He's a bit of a gay fish.
He's in South Park again, by the way.
He is.
Although you've probably seen it. I've already seen it. You and your seeing things before me.
Yep, I've got the eye of the tiger.
You do.
How do you get to see things in advance?
What else is happening in music world? There was the X Factor final. Did you watch that? I can't imagine that you did.
I was probably asleep.
Probably something else.
It was Saturday night, wasn't it?
It was on Saturday night. Yeah. No, Sunday. Sunday.
Oh, that's how much I don't know. Well, how can you have a final on 2 days?
Oh, they stretch. Honestly, they stretch
well,
it out.
Well said.
Yeah. Thank you, Ghost Dog. Honestly, they get Sarah Jessica Parker and they beat her with a stick.
I would watch that for 2 hours. I've seen The Passion of the Christ.
Flogging the dead horse, I meant by that. Yeah. You saw The Passion of the Christ? We've never seen it before.
Not before I'd seen it, no.
By that, I mean...
I saw it ages
ago.
No,
hang on, that's a legitimate question. Okay, what was the relevance then?
Well, he takes a...
I sounded rude then, didn't mean to, sorry.
No, it's fine.
I take that present back. Sorry. I've ruined it, haven't I? Ruined Christmas. It's cancelled.
You are like the Grinch of my soul.
I really am sometimes. I'm getting really stroppy. I'm just getting really, really frustrated with TV and adverts, which leads us quite nicely into the theme of this show, adverts.
If you haven't guessed it from what we've been talking about so far.
It's Christmas. Christmas adverts.
Yeah. Where's my polar bears? Where's my Santa red trucks Coca-Cola? I haven't seen them this year. They've got some other gay message.
Oh, have you
rubbish
seen it?
Message.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with the gay message, but I know what context you mean it in.
Yeah, I meant it in a derogatory manner.
I know what you mean, yes.
I apologise.
So you have seen the Coca-Cola advert for this year?
Yeah, I think I was channel surfing on Friday night or
They did loads of them during the X Factor. Not really? During the final. Yeah, it was like, here comes a special announcement. And they played them all. And here comes the Coca-Cola one. I don't know why, but I had a bit of a flutter. And then a little bit of blood passed into the tip of my penis. And I got quite excited.
You should really see a doctor if you're guessing blood coming out the end of your penis.
That's from the office.
Which office is that?
The American office, when Dwight says it, when they're both after him and Andy are after Erin.
Ah.
As I believe it. Anyway, I'm not going to do the line. Yes. I can't even remember the Coca-Cola advert, but I remember it being shit.
I think it was all about being fun and family orientated.
Oh, everything's fucking family orientated. Oh, my God. Okay, so there's a couple
of adverts. Yeah, well, that is the season for it.
There's a couple of adverts that really piss me off, right, at the moment. That's the theme of them. There's a couple of themes, actually, of adverts that piss me off. Number one is rhyming adverts.
Yep. I'm just going to put my cup down.
Thank you. I'll do that, too. There we go. In stereo. Fucking rhyming adverts.
Rhyming adverts.
Now, in America, if you're watching this in America...
You know, I'm going to try and rhyme every sentence you say now.
Listeners in America, mm-hmm. You couldn't think of anything, could you? Herica. you might not get this so much over there. It might be worse. I don't know. But it's shocking in the UK at the moment. It's... what was it? And I've got nothing against Northern accent, but it's always a Northern accent. And it's...
The Geordie.
I heard this before, that apparently it's because they use a lot of Northern accents in adverts because it gives it a nice, warm, kind of homely feel. Apparently.
It's all about stereotyping.
It kind of makes sense. But anyway, so these people are saying, like, oh, go down to the shops and have a plop. It's not that, obviously, but it's something similar like that. Oh, gravy and potato and...
Well done.
What the hell rhymes with potato?
No tato.
I just chose the worst words I could have, couldn't I?
Yeah.
Like, come home to mum and stick that thermometer up your bum. It's just stupid. I mean, that's stupid rhyming, but I just hate all the rhyming stuff.
It's like everything has to be a fucking poem. It's like opening up a Christmas card with a shit poem. Well, I see poem loose.
I think it started with McDonald's. It was like, he's coming home for... Oh, no, it was gravy or... Oh, no, it was bread. That was it. I'll go through the subject until I finally get there. It was like, he's coming home from a hard day's shift, and here he is with this horrible cyst on his head, and here's some bread because you love him before he goes to bed. It was something ridiculous like that, and it's
painful.
It's gone from there. It's gone to McDonald's, and now it's all the Christmas ones as well. Christmas cheer is here. Oh, that wasn't too bad. Why this beer? Yeah, for $2.99 Asda. Duh, 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 duh. Right. Other shops are available. And that leads me into the next one, which is all the supermarkets doing this fucking really piss annoying thing of going back in time. So what they do is they're showing a timeline. So they're showing
that's the Tesco's one.
Tesco's and Sainsbury's have done this kind of filmy thing, but Sainsbury's have done it in the past.
Okay.
But you know what I'm talking about then with the Tesco's.
I know what you're talking about.
Loads of adverts doing this at the moment.
Did they really go back in time or have all these videos from like the 1960s onwards? They had some serious forethought with these Christmas. It's like Christmas 2013. We're going to string all these pieces of crap together and make an advert of 30 seconds long with a time lapse.
Really pisses me off. They just piss me off, basically, those adverts. Is there anything that pisses you off in adverts?
I quite like them. I like to know what products I need to buy.
Am I going to sound really like cliche to say adverts aren't as good as they used to be? Because they used to have really cool toy adverts.
It's because the toys nowadays suck ass.
They're not as good. No, they're not. It's just Xbox.
What's the kind of period of toys you're referring to? Are you talking about computer game adverts? Are you talking about getting the latest wrestling figures from the Argos catalogue?
I don't remember computer game adverts when we were younger.
They were mostly magazines, weren't they?
Yeah.
You buy your Sega Power.
Can you remember Sonic?
Can I remember Sonic?
Can you remember a Sonic advert on TV?
Yes,
in America,
I can.
I'm sure. No, really?
Yeah, the guy with the truck, the cool dude with his white vest. He's a player. He plays games in his truck and has a little kid with him.
Nope, don't remember.
Plays Sega.
all remember, I do remember something going Sega at the end, or is that
actually on the computer game? Do you remember the original Sega adverts though, with the
nope,
it's like a TV was talking to you, had like the stripes down the screen and it had a little face come up on it.
No.
And it said, do me a favour, plug me into a Sega. So there you go.
Okay, I do remember that catchphrase.
You do, it's the jingles, isn't it? It's the that's what they're doing with the rhyming adverts, you know. They get stuck in your head.
No, it's just shit.
Yeah, it gets stuck in your head and you think about it.
No, I can't remember actually what products they're for or what adverts they're for. I can't even remember the rhyme. Or remember that I think it was shit. Oh, adverts though, sorry, I don't mean to backtrack slightly.
We're still talking about adverts.
Yeah, we were going to something else. The KFC Christmas advert. Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
That was mental.
Why? Why would you advertise fast food at Christmas?
Guess what I'm having for Christmas dinner?
KFC.
You know it, baby.
Just
I don't know.
Really odd.
Possibly. It's on the cards. I put it that way.
Are you serious? You're really going to have KFC for dinner?
I won't be able to eat it, but that's for purely personal reasons.
Because you want to live?
Well, there's nothing wrong with a greasy bit of chicken.
Well, I bought a house in Grand Theft Auto Online.
Yeah, I remember you saying about this. I did hear about this.
Well, because what happened is I logged in and I was given like $5 million Grand Theft Auto dollars on the online thing for no reason whatsoever.
Okay.
It was just, there you go, from Rockstar. I don't know. They gave me. They released this new patch, this Beach Bum expansion thing, and they must have given it to all the players. And so I went and bought a house. So there you go.
Just living the dream.
Exactly.
So how did you get bullied by other players? Or,
yes. Hang on. If anyone's watching, we have a very very annoying mutt sitting underneath the desk.
Sorry, she's just sitting down now.
She's sitting down now, is she?
Yeah.
Known on previous podcasts as Ghost Dog, but now you can see her. She's sitting under there. Okay, there you go. So what happened is I bought a house, la-di-da-da, looking around, and the doorbell goes. Yeah, serious.
Go
I'm
on.
Looking around. Bzzz, like that, and I was like, what's that? Bzzz, and I was like, there's someone ringing on the fucking door.
That's just mental.
So I went to the door, and...
Is this going
to
end in a joke? About
no,
Jabez,
no knock, knock. No, nothing whatsoever. And these people, and it's like, do you want to let these two people in? I said, no, I don't want to let these two people in. Carried on with what I'm doing. I suddenly get a message on my Xbox, not Xbox Live, my actual Xbox, you know, mailbox, saying, come outside and play with us. From fat R2-D2. And I thought, Star Wars reference. Is it? Maybe it's someone I know or something. Mm. So I went out. Worst thing I could have ever done. Second, I drove my car out of the garage just to go and see who it was. They bombed me straight away. So my car just blew up instantly. And I was like, okay. Then it spawned me about fucking 50 foot away from the apartment, so I couldn't get back to it. And they knew where I was going to be spawned. So the second I spawned again, they just shot me again. Literally. And I had no car to get into. Then it spawned me about another 50 feet away from that, so I was even further away. They again knew exactly where I was going to be, so they ran me over and then shot me again. Yeah, at this point I haven't got a clue how to play this online game at this point, so I'm just learning it all, right? And so I'm like, what the fuck do I do? So every time I tried to go to the options to exit, they were killing me. And so
you didn't have a chance to kind of
do anything. I pressed start and to try and get to the options to try and just exit and go onto a different server, because you can go on lots of different servers. And every time I tried to do that, they killed me, and then it respawned me, which took me off that start menu, so I didn't have chance to get out.
That's rubbish.
It. Yeah, and they were like level up. I'm like level 5 or something, and they're like 150 or something, so I can't get anywhere near them to kill them. I've got like a handgun or something. And they were literally, I was trying to run back, literally every 2 seconds they were just continuously riding over the top of me and shooting me and killing me again and again. Really, it was really fucking tight. Now, what I should have done at this point is just turned off the game.
Yeah.
But I didn't. So I eventually made it back into the garage, went up the top, and then they start ringing on the doorbell bit again. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So I reported them anyway for harassment.
Yes. Yeah. Nobody wants to play Grand Theft Auto and get harassed.
But then I found out it was only 3 people on the server. It was just them, 2, and me. So that's probably why they were picking on me. But I was like, what the fuck? That's a really bad fucking poor system. Because I went into passive mode. I thought, if I go into passive mode, then they can't get me. Right? you'd think. No, all passive mode does is meant that they can't shoot you and you can't shoot them, but they can still fucking run you over or bomb you. So that's all they kept doing. So
how ridiculous.
There you go.
So there's no safety off, safety on button.
It's pretty pissed.
It's no Star Wars Galaxies, that's for sure.
No, certainly not. But then people were saying, like, because I was like, maybe it's, I'm doing something wrong. Maybe there is a way you can, like, spawn back at your place or whatever. And people are like, well, if you don't want to get killed, you shouldn't be going on the online bit. Which, you know, I understand that. But fucking hell, give me, like, 30 seconds invincibility or invisibility, or mean that they can't kill you for 2 minutes. After you,
they're just being dicks.
Because they're just camping you. Yeah, they're literally just sitting there and killing you over. Anyway, so that's my experience. I felt very upset. I came to bed. Sarah's like, "You're right," and I'm like, "I feel quite shaken." So what's wrong with you? I said, "These boys, they bullied me. They wouldn't leave me alone. I couldn't get back.
Oh, I just wanted to play more games."
I felt really stressed. I felt my heart going. And I felt really stressed.
I'm gonna have to pick up this game now and, like, be your backup.
You'll be my friend. We can sit in the apartment. We can take showers together and everything.
Yeah, I was just thinking about sitting on the sofa watching TV together. But, you know,
well, you can. There's lots
if you
want
to take showers as well, then
we can do that.
Yeah,
awesome. So that's been me. Yeah, so please get Grand Theft Auto so we can play together. Okay. I'm getting used to it now, so it's all right.
Yeah,
it was just a bit of
bullying.
It was just a bit of a shock. I didn't know quite what was going on because I was really new to the online stuff. I was like, what do I do? And every time I was pressing start, they were killing me. So I just didn't know quite what to do. What I really should have done, just turned the whole fucking thing off.
Douchebags.
And done it. Yeah, it was a bit tight. But there again, yeah, the system isn't set up to help you with that. What do you mean? What difference with a minute that someone who's killed you, they can't kill you again for another minute? Why is that a really bad thing?
It's not
part
of a mission at all. It's not. It's not a way of playing death.
Because why would they kill you over and over again?
Death zone camp.
Yeah. Well, you can do death matches with them, and if you do a death match, then yeah, get rid of that kind of 1 minute segue.
Yeah, but you're just like posturing around, mind your own business.
Ooh. Walking around the apartment, wondering what's going on.
Strutting around.
Exactly.
Being all cool and shit.
I was being all cool and
shit. Did you get your car back or was that wrecked now?
No, it's wrecked. Yeah, it's wrecked. So you can get insurance and stuff. Anyway. Oh, yeah, you can get everything in this game. Yeah, you get car insurance and everything in this game.
Is it a rip-off?
It's not past better than my insurance, yeah.
The only game where you're guaranteed to trash your car and you can buy insurance. That's a reasonable price.
I am doing London Marathon next year, possibly, if my back ever sorts itself out, because I've hurt my back.
You've hurt your back?
I have hurt my back. I did it.
Did you get bullied?
No, I didn't, know. I didn't help. I was so stressed afterwards, I felt my back was really fucking tight. And I went to bed and I'm like, oh, my back really
hurts.
Dear
Microsoft, bullies hurt my feelings, which hurt my body.
If they stop me, those two twats, from doing London Marathon because they stressed me out so much, I would not be...
You're going to have to empty out those Dogs Trust collection boxes that you've got.
Well, that's what I have got, because I am doing the London Marathon for Dogs Trust.
Yeah.
Because I've got a dog here.
Which dogs are you trying to earn the trust of?
All of them. I actually sponsor a dog called Jock, who sends me Christmas cards.
Jock.
I've got a calendar from over there, and he's just sent me a Christmas card, and he sends me Valentine's cards with pictures of himself. But you can't visit him. So,
can't visit him?
No, you
can't. Sounds a bit made up.
Right now, he's got pictures of him. I'm sure he's real. He goes by many names. I did the Great South Run. Well, you know this. I'm telling you this for the benefit of our listeners.
I did kind of appreciate that, yeah.
You did. So...
I won't act too bored.
I did the Great South Run, and now...
Just wait till you see the video.
I am doing the London Marathon next April. So that'd be very exciting. So I think in each of these shows, we should go through some of the different things, because it's a whole new universe.
It is.
Learning to run. It's like I've done it my whole fucking life.
Yeah, I mean, you've mastered walking. It's time to take it up a notch.
Oh, you just think you just run. You just run around the circle, right? And it's not at all. Oh, my God.
There's straight lines.
Well,
there's...
they analysed me running on a machine and then said that I overpronounce. And I thought, no, I'm shit at English. I don't pronounce anything properly. I've just proved. But then they, so basically my ankle goes in on itself. So they gave me some special shoes. It's things you see when you're younger. The people have is really awesome
orthopedic
boots.
Shoes.
Yeah, so they give you special shoes, which kind of corrects it. So I got some of those. And then since then, I've been to all sorts. I went to the running show over in Esher.
Oh, yeah.
It was Sandown.
Downtown Park, yep.
Yes, indeed it was. And that was actually really good. I learned quite a lot there because I am an absolute amateur. Like, I couldn't be any more amateur. Yeah, couldn't be anymore. Which I feel then really bad when I go up to these companies because obviously I've got to kit myself out because it's fucking long way and it's quite a big thing to do London Marathon. So I've got to do things properly.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to learn about gels and things. And have you heard about gels?
I need to put in my hair.
Well, no, you get gels for running, right? So your body, and I probably might have got this wrong. I learned it the other week and I've probably forgotten it already. Your body like burns energy. It burns your food for like an hour.
Fact.
No, but it burns it for like an hour, right? And then after that, it burns fat. And that's not a good thing for it to be burning. So you need to keep the energy
burning
up.
Burning fat is bad.
Well, no, but it's 2 hours. That's it. It's 2 hours. So, yeah, no, it's not good to be. It's the wrong type of energy you're producing and shit like that.
Anyways, oh, right. You mean for the kind of exercise things you're going to be doing?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Not if you're trying to lose weight.
No. So if I'm doing London Marathon, right, and I'm not pissing about, my back is pretty messed up right now. Muscle wise, so if I get round there, I would probably be walking a lot of it.
So it's those kids running over. It was just going to mess up your back.
It really did stress me out, honestly. So I will be going for a couple of hours. So after two hours, you need to have something ready, otherwise you hit the wall, as they call it.
Yep.
And your body's just like, fuck this. I can't do any more. That dog is really annoying me walking around, but I still love her. So dogs trust people. So
yeah, she's not in need. She's got a home.
So I had to learn about gels. And so I do actually have an assortment of gels here. And a whole box that came, like, when I went round at all these
Tupperware.
Shows.
Did you go round and say, please put some things in my Tupperware?
Well, no, I didn't have them at the time. They gave you, like, plastic bags full of this shit. And I went round trying to learn about them. So I've got so much shit in here. And
gels.
Yeah. So you can try one if you like. And then in about an hour's time, you will feel energized just in time for bed.
That's right.
You don't have to. So I've got...
I was about to say something.
Have a smell of that. That smells rank. It's like a lot of probably sugar and caffeine.
It smells like an old sweet shop.
So all these different things, right? These people run when they have these, and they're having them, like, within every half an hour, they'll be having a gel, right?
Shot blocks.
Yeah, but then you think, well, how do you carry these when you're running? Chris?
How do you... You tape them to your... you stick them down your pants.
They might fall out. That was another thing I learned about. Tit tape. Leading nipples.
Bloody nipple. We don't want any of that.
Wow, that was crazy bad at the...
there you go.
Great stuff. Thank you very much. So, but these, you get these little straps, like a belt, which goes around your waist, and then you put these, or I guess around your... Around about your torso, higher up, wherever you want to put them. So,
basically, you're dressed as Batman.
And you attach these things round you, and they must be under your shirt and things. So, like, I don't know, like some sort of fucking ammo belt thing going on. So there's all sorts of different...
It's energy ammo.
There's all sorts of different things in here.
What are the flavours, Mark?
Well, there's lots of different flavours. You can get loads of different ones. I got these as well, which are... They're called shot blocks. And a lot of this stuff has caffeine in it as well. But these are like little sweets. To little blocks instead of the gels.
So they're like cola cubes.
There's all sorts of different things. But they're very, very sweet stuff. And then you have drinks you have afterwards and things like that. So, I mean, would you like to try? So you have to try all of it. Would you like to try some of
this? I'll take the lot.
So this is...
I don't feel like sleeping.
We did that before, didn't we? That's another story.
That was a stupid story. Don't do it.
So I'm going to... Okay, so I'm going to open. No, out of the way. So I'm going
to
open
this. She wants to be up all night for you. You know, jumping around and stuff.
Chocolatey. I'm opening a chocolate shot. And it, oh man, this is gooey. How are you meant to eat this when you're running? Okay, so I'm going to try some of the chocolate shot energy gel. This is Cliff. The company's called Cliff and it's called During. One packet, 15 minutes before activity. One or two packets per hour on this one during activity. Always follow his consumption with water. Oh well, fuck it. We don't have any water.
You got coffee there.
This has got dried cane syrup, water, cocoa mass, potassium, something, sea salt, and flavouring.
And speed.
Yeah, probably. So I'm going to try some of this now.
How's it on your palate? Does it taste artificial?
That's nice. No, it tastes like... You know what? The consistency is a bit like Nutella or something like that. So it's like having a spread. Do you want to try some?
I'll try it.
My sweet, sweet mouth. But I've got rid of that scurvy, so it's fine.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's not how I imagined it to be. How did you imagine it?
Gooey? Watery?
More jelly kind of thing.
Well, yeah, I guess so. But then, yeah. Well, you say you've got the sweets in there. But I guess if you're running, it can't be really loose, can it? Because otherwise it would go all over you.
Yeah,
and you look like Paul the Radcliffe with the chocolate one.
I'm pouring a bit out to my finger.
Oh, you're going to do it like that?
Yeah. It makes
me rub it around your gums. What do you think? Do you see what I mean? It seems like a spread. Chocolate spread. Oh, I do
just
have
to find a banana.
I've got some coffee. This is bad. I've got coffee here and I'm having one of these shot things. Bananery, did you just say? Sorry, did you say bananery?
That's what I'm getting hints of banana.
Right.
Artificial chocolate.
Eclectic mix.
It tastes like, you know those shit advent calendars you get, the chocolate ones?
Right, yeah.
It's the chocolate from them.
Lovely.
But in.
Well, there you go. How would you rate your first gel shot? Have you learnt lots? Oh, that's okay.
It's going on the apple.
There's still quite a lot left, isn't there? So you meant to have all of this. I'll be sick.
Well, it's probably a bigger pack because as you're running around, you're just trying to squeeze it as hard as you can in your mouth, and it doesn't matter if you don't get the whole lot out.
That is very sickly. But I guess
it
if you're running.
It does taste quite. Yeah. You can taste the glucose in there, can't you?
Yeah.
It's like eating the nougat from a Mars bar.
Ooh, good call. I like that. Yeah. That makes sense. I'll have some more.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Mars bar that's been in your pocket for too long.
Yeah.
That's how it tastes to me.
I'm done with that. That's really quite sweet. Anyway, there you go. It was all free. And normally those things cost about £3 each.
Really?
Yeah, fuck yeah. So it's a big industry.
So are they all chocolate flavoured, or have you got like other flavours in there too?
Oh God, they've got all sorts of different flavours. Summer fruits. You got ones that you little tablets you mix into water and you use that
as you're running around.
No, you do it obviously before all this stuff's prepared. And the shop block ones are quite interesting. I'm not going to open them at the moment, but that's literally just a sweet. You just pop one of those in and away you go. So that's a bit of a different product. And that's the only one that I saw there. I'm sure there's loads of them, but I'm seeing not sure there. And
so are you going to put these to a road test?
Well, yeah, apparently, because a lot of these can play havoc with your gut, which I probably maybe should have warned you about before we did this segment.
That's all right.
So you need to test them before and find out which one works best for you. And then,
in other words, which one doesn't make you shit?
Basically, yeah. And that's exactly what the woman at the running shop said. So I've got to try them all out and then see which one I like. And then I have to get a little shot belt thing. And then you hang them on there and then you rip them off. And
Does each company have their own specific one to fit their sachets in alone? Or are they generic ones that can fit any kind of...
I think they're just generic ones. I mean, some people just have almost like a little mini bum bag or fanny pack, as the Americans might call it.
Yep.
Yeah, it's like a really mini one of those, and I think those maybe make more sense. As I said, I've seen them where you literally hang them off the belt.
But I find if I've got a bum bag, or when I used to wear one back in the 80s when I thought it was cool, if you're running around, it kind of like bangs on your arm and leg or...
See, this is what concerns
me. So you don't want to bruise yourself having those things.
This is what concerns me, because after a couple of miles, or after about 10 miles, maybe even less than that, 8 to 10 things that you don't think are going to cause you aggro suddenly start causing you aggro because of friction. Now to the point of, I had a label inside my shorts, and when I did the Great South Run about a week afterwards, I was like, what the hell is that? Some weird scab on my backside. This is nice talk. It was the label from my shorts, and I know because on the shorts, even though we washed them afterwards, there was still blood. So the little tag label on the back of the shorts had caused so much friction when I was running, it actually cut me. So then you think, well, look, if you got this belt thing on, surely
it's going to cause you some sort of problem.
Yeah, so we shall see anyway. I'll report on how I get on with that.
You need to invest in some cotton wool.
I need to start running again, that's for damn sure. I can't. I've been stopped from running for 6 weeks now.
That long?
Yeah. It's been 6 weeks. I did my back and then it got better, and then I pulled it again. I went for a run, didn't stretch properly afterwards, and then I pulled a different muscle in my back, and then that left made the other ones go into spasm, and now it's been 3 weeks since then, and my back feels knackered. It feels so tired whenever I do anything at the moment. So I need to keep stretching it out, and I'll get there. But I've missed the first week of my marathon training, Actually, I've missed 2 weeks now, my marathon training. So yeah, I'm going to have to change it. Well, I'm going to have to change the whole thing. That was set up for an 18-week plan. And now I'm going to have to change it all. I probably won't run this week. I'm not going to run next week. I really shouldn't, to be honest, either. So it's probably going to be New Year by the time I start running again.
When's the marathon?
April. It's like 14 weeks after, or 13 weeks after that. I can do it because I walk the dog every day for God knows how long. And I did lots of running before, but my body's detrained from that now. So
yeah, I suppose it's the difference between running and walking.
Really, yeah, I'll be fine. I'll do it. I'm going to do it. I'm doing it for the dogs. I'll do it because, you know, fuck it. I'll be fine. I just need to get on with it. Anyway, that's my affirmation talk. You can do it. You're amazing. But we'll talk about that as weeks go on. No, I'm really not. I'm pretty shit. If I can get around, I'll be all right.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So, Christmas. Happy Christmas, Chris. That's our Christmas episode. Where we spoke about chocolate.
And shitting yourself.
Adverts.
Yeah.
No, I didn't shit myself. But yeah, I could do if I don't.
You could do. I want you to take all of them at once and then try and establish which one gave you the shits.
I think having the shits would be the least of my problems. I think my heart would probably give up, I think, after that much. Because there's a lot of caffeine in these things.
Just think what you could get done before that.
Die? Don't know why you get done before that. Yeah, I guess have a hypo half hour.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
You paint the house, clear out the gutters.
Paint the house brown. Yeah. Anyway, so Christmas comes but once a year.
Thank you. I was going to say thank God. Thank it's you, Mary. Christmas. Well, he's the one to thank really on that occasion.
Well, so I will see you, and we will speak to you.
Well, I don't need to see you before listener. Christmas now because I've got...
You've got your Christmas present. Are you coming out on Christmas Eve, perhaps, maybe?
Yeah, I can do. Where are you going?
We are going to the Star. So we shall finish up now, I think. Yeah. And if you listen to this on the podcast, there may be a special Christmas story at the end on the iTunes. I think so. Are you excited about this?
I'm excited.
It's just for the iTunes listeners. Because I think it ruins the illusion if you can actually see us.
Yeah, that won't pretty be much.
Yeah. So if you want to find out about the story,
and the barkeep.
It's the barkeep, yeah. Right. Go to Podomatic and search From the Factory Floor, or go to iTunes and search From the Factory Floor.
It's not the football one.
It's not the football one. It's the football one that's every week they do it, and they do it really professionally, and yet our one about... What was it? Vice President.
Vice President of Vice President?
Yeah, something like that. Or another made-up episode 5 got more listens than those of them got more listens. So, but bless them, there's a lot better. And
it's
then you'll be able to hear
quantity,
it.
Quantity, not quality.
Indeed.
No, wait.
Quality Street. Oh, Christmas Quality Street.
Oh, that makes me, reminds me. Well, yes. Doesn't remind me, but makes me think of, we had a tin of roses at work.
Oh.
Have you seen the new roses?
No.
Packet tins?
I don't know, have I? It's not a tin anymore, is it? It's like a plastic box.
I know, it's a tin still, but it's about an inch and a half shorter than it used to be.
The bastards.
It used to be like a kilogram's worth of them, but now it's like 835 grams or something.
Really?
Yeah, it's like...
They do it on loads of sweets though, don't they?
I don't know why they've done it.
Well, they have to... They probably charge exactly the same amount, and they give you less.
Yeah.
That's why they've done it.
Yeah.
They're cheeky, cheeky. Right, well,
just
Chris.
Disappointing. That's all.
We're having a lovely Christmas.
Thank you, you too.
And a prosperous New Year. Well, will I see you before New Year?
Well, yeah, if I see you at Christmas Eve.
Oh, someone's alarm's going off. Oh, it's stopped now.
Not anymore.
Okay, yeah, well, yeah, if I see you on Christmas Eve, then wonderful. And then we'll sort out
when our next show's going to be.
No, yes and no.
I guess I should really just discuss this with you. this is
more
the podcast. This is this more of a social
more,
thing than
yeah. This is more after, isn't it? Well, let's finish it there. Thank you very much, dear listener, for listening. Stick with us after the.
Thank you, dear
end.
Watcher, for watching.
Thank you, dear watcher, for watching our first video.
Yeah.
Cast, vidcast, whatever you call it.
It's not been the last. This might be in the past.
Stop rhyming. I hate those adverts.
We have to get a new cast.
Yes. Sega Dreamcast. Sega Dreamcast.
Yeah.
have a lovely Christmas. I hope that you and your family are safe.
Be safe, be seen.
Warm. Yes. And have a lovely new year. And we'll see you next year.
Were the three wise men like lost prophets?
Yeah, let's not go there.
Until next time.
Yeah. Oh, that's what he said.
Go, end it.
Let's end it now. See ya. Yes.
It makes it slightly. You get that.
Really?
Weird. Yeah. Yeah, maybe because you get all the sound of the room.
Welcome. Welcome. Oh my god, that distorted. Let me try it again. Welcome, dear listener.
Hi.
To the Christmas story. The story you knew before about Christmas. You were not told the truth. With us today is me, the barkeep, and we have a special guest, one who has been away, one who you may love with all your might, but has not been in sight for a couple of nights. Who is this man?
You might give you a fright.
Hello!
Yay, that's charming. I'm fine, Henry. How have you been doing? I hear you've been in the closet.
Yes, we got lost earlier, Charles. We have a family
then. And now you come out of the closet.
That's all.
Brilliant. Ha, it's nothing like having a...
It's Christmas. Oh no! It's Christmas.
It is Christmas, and that's why we brought you out. We thought it'd be a special treat. I'm beginning to regress it already.
As you say, now that this puppet man is in jail, but I can come out.
Your dad's in jail?
No, this puppet man.
Oh, the lost puppet man's in jail, so you can come out. It's safe for you to come out again.
Yes.
Ah, of course. Yeah.
Well, that's a conversation starter, isn't it?
Well, isn't we it? Ever at risk of being molested by Amy Watkins? Did you like the Lost Prophets? Did you go and see them? Are you a young teenage child? Okay, but I think you're in this demographic. You have the emphasis on graphic.
Yes. Anyway, I'm
gonna cross my legs,
sit on the floor.
Yeah, cross your legs, sit on the floor, shut up. It's the Christmas what?
The Christmas story. So, dear listener. Listener. There's me and you, so I guess that's these two listeners.
And Johnny.
And Johnny. He's listening on the floor. This is a story of Christmas. Christmas time.
That's good, there's a lot of slide bells or something.
It was Christmas Eve, not of this year of our Lord, but of 100 years previous of our Lord.
So, it wasn't Christmas then, was it?
It wasn't at the time.
They wouldn't have even known what it was about until 100 years later.
They did, there was a man walking about, Mr. Chris C. at the time. Also known as Chris Kringle.
Ah. I wonder what you're doing with that.
He used to supply my crisps for me. Mr. Kringle brought in his Kringle crisps.
That's Mr. Pringle.
No, Mr. Kringle. Kringle crisps.
Were they Kringle cut?
Yes. Indeed. He brought in his crisps regularly. People used to think, oh, this is a lovely, lovely gift. Thank you. And he gave him an idea. Maybe he should give gifts. But whilst he was there, thinking of this idea, talking across to me, the barkeep, about this idea, there was somebody lurking in the corner.
No, it couldn't be.
He sat there in the corner looking at himself in the mirror. Vest. Boots tied not once but twice. Thinking about his profitable year since he had the turkeys from Mr. T. Hanks.
Not Tom Hanks.
No, not Tom Hanks. He wasn't around at the time. But Mr. T. Hanks had of course been giving out turkeys to people for years, as we know about, as presents. And he was looking for a new enterprise, this Mr. Illis. This could be his new enterprise.
He's quite an entrepreneur, really, isn't he? He's always got his ear close to the ground of what's up and coming.
He might start a new crazy
little trend. He's like the hippest hipster.
He has his finger in many pies. Let's not go there.
You're mincing.
Mince pies?
Yes.
Many mince pies he has his fingers in. That could be a gift, he thought. Anyway, he walked outside with Mr. Kringle. They went outside the door. Into the street. He put his arm around him. Mr. Kris Kringle, I want you to supply me with presents. Not crisps, but presents that we can wrap and put around with the turkey. Because everyone's turkeys have run out now since Thanksgiving. We need to sell more turkeys, but we need an event. A special event.
Yeah, it's always been, you know, after T. Hanks Day. Hmm. I always find there's a bit of a lull in the event calendar.
What can we exploit? Said Mr. Illis. I know. Let's exploit the death of someone. The death of our Lord. And then give presents to people around the tree.
Yes. Okay. Sounds a bit like Easter.
That could be the next event he comes up with in many years to come. This went on for many years. Mr. Illis' empire grew. He could be more of a bastard to people than the people that interviewed him as the
Did he take on a workforce of tiny people?
Yes, he did. Only the smallest people.
Only the smallest people with the smallest wage.
So it made him feel better about his immense size and his boots. Someone needed to stop him. This is the story of the secret battle, which you people would never know about unless I told you, which I'm about to tell you.
Buckled up and ready.
Out of the darkness, not that long ago, many years ago of our Lord, came a shining light. Another Chris. It was Chris T.
Chris T.
Genius. It was Chris T. Chris T had amassed an army to take on Mr. Innes's rude empire. Chris T was in fact an interviewer. She had been scorned by Mr. Innes many, many times before in the past. She'd had enough of it. She wanted it to stop. She wanted to find what his Achilles heel was. His Achilles heel was his events he kept coming up with. She needed to take that from him. She needed to take over Xmas, as it was then called.
What did the X stand for?
Excellent.
That works. That works. That's good. He's bloody genius, this Mr. Ellis guy. I don't know why she's trying to take away who is.
Is silent in Xmas.
No, it's like extreme.
It is.
Extreme excellent mass.
It shows it didn't happen that very long ago in the year of our Lord.
Mr. Ellis is the hippest hipster around, so he's always going to come up with all these awesome things.
Christy amassed the greatest interviewers of all time. Dermot O'Leary. Dr. Fox. Nick Grimshaw. The classiest interviewers available. And they amassed on a hill. Christy called. Christy Mass! Christy Mass! And all the interviewers amassed. They marched down the hill, past my bar. I saw them.
Hence, you know the story.
And into the building, which is also occupied by Mr. T. Hanks. His son now lives there, Tom. You may have heard of him. Mr. Ellis gave him a job as an actor.
He makes shoes. With the elves.
Yes. And turkeys. He still delivers turkeys. Mr. Ellis was sitting upstairs. His boots were not on. They were not tied, not once, not twice. But his vest was on. He was staring at the TV, but the TV was not on. Instead of the TV was a mirror. The mirror was replaced within the unit of the TV so that he could look at himself and he would always be on TV and everything would be okay with the world.
It's like the Truman Show.
He frowns at himself. Angry. Must practice looking angry and pissed off with people. And then when his interviews come to
the... How narrow can I make my eyes, but still see?
Must frown and be pissed off with everyone. They amassed into his apartment. It was a wonderful day. There was a turkey in the oven, but not for much longer. Then Mr. O'Leary went over to the oven, opened it up, took the turkey out, held it aloft above his head. Yes, he said, yes.
He's a real good interviewer. He's a real man of many words. I like the way he leaves spaces for his interviewees to give responses.
A couple of other interviewers. Who could they be? One from BBC News.
Trevor McDonald.
Bill Turnbull. Grabbed Mr. Ellis's legs and he pulled them towards the oven.
What?
He put them into the oven, but they would not fit. So he put his upper torso into the grill, and they turned it on.
Is it a separate grill oven?
Yes.
Okay. Where is the grill? Is it at the top?
Yes.
Or is it one of those, like, you've got the hob, the grill, the oven, or is it hob, oven, and above that, there's a little shelf where the grill is? Like a proper, really old school.
It doesn't
matter!
I wasn't there, I'm making this part up. What I've heard from myth.
This kind of stuff comes from legends.
I was dealing with the shortage of ales in my bar.
From either, I seen was from glancing out your window whilst changing barrels.
Of course. Mr. Ellis was in the oven, getting hot. Damn, I'm hot, he thought, so he didn't mind. He was steaming. He thought this is going to be good for my career, I'm sure. They took the turkey, they took it downstairs to Mr. T. Hanks. But Mr. T. Hanks, now an actor, was under the spell of Mr. Ellis. He wasn't so bad, but he was still of his cut.
His jib.
Yes, he could not be saved. So they went out to the hill, they took the turkey, they held it aloft, and they said, this day shall forever be called Christmas. And every year, we shall gather on this hill, and we shall go to Mr. Ellis's apartment and put him in the oven, and put his head in the grill, and that way he should be kept under wraps to not ruin Xmas for everyone else. And so, dear listener, you celebrate this Christmas, not just because Santa Claus is coming to town, but because Christy saved you all.
Saved us all from Mr. Ellis. Mr. W. Ellis.
Mr. W. Ellis. He is the Ellis.
Yeah, boy, he's like the Ellis MC, isn't he? Sticking his head in the oven and sheep.
Next time, I'll tell you the story of New Year.
Oh, God.
This one does not involve Mr. Ellis, but Mr. Key West. Who's Mr. Key West?
Sounds like a gay fish.
Perhaps he is. Sleep well, listener. Happy Christmas, motherfuckers.
So, Johnny, what did you think of that festive tale?
I've been delivering out stories, and I feel really, really proud when they're here to come in and read them.
Who is this imbecile?
My name's Johnny, and I'm fucking cool.
I think you should.
I think you should watch your
tongue.
The barkeep has seen many a terror unfold. He knows he's plumbing these from the depth of his remembrance zone.
Yes. That's exactly right. Happy Christmas from all of the barkeep staff.
Is it like a generation of barkeeps, or is it just the one that's seen all of this stuff? Is it like the...
Seeing as it's Christmas, I will tell you. For you see, dear narrator.
Yeah, is it like the narrator?
I am cursed. The narrator.
You're cursed?
Because I did not believe in the garden fairy. And
you've
so...
You've never heard of the garden fairy, can you still not...
I did not believe in them, and indeed I mocked the green folk. And so they have cursed me to walk around my bar, generation after generation, and tell these stories of woe to any unsuspecting people.
They're not stories of woe, they're stories of woe!
No, well, that's what I meant. Like
eggs, moss. That is extreme.
Also cursed with me is Mr. Illis. You notice that he also spans generations. He was cursed.
He's immortal.
He was cursed by the forest folk for not believing in trees.
Yeah, I can see why that's definitely worth cursing. You twat, they just start you out. I'm not looking.
Their bark is worse than their bite.
High five, ching.
Yes, let's leave it there. Ho, 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 motherfucker. That's the only joke you'll ever hear from the barkeep. I'm very sensible.
Don't be serious.
Yes.
Yeah, but he doesn't arrest kids, so it's alright.
No, I do not. I am the barkeep.
No one on the radio team allowed in, really.
This has gone on for far too long. I think we may have gone for about 40 minutes on this story, about 20 minutes on the actual podcast.
It's every, you know, it's something that everyone skips to do. Come on.
It is the barkeep stories. The first one was excellent, the second one was This one is really just...
It's plumbing the depths.
This is pretty shit. There was no substance to the story. It seemed like I wanted to get it over after about a minute because I ran out of things to say. But never mind.
Maybe the new year will bring you something.
Maybe the new year will bring something new. Well, until next time, stay safe, stay seen, stay Radio 1. BBC Radio 1. And we will see you in the next year of our Lord.
In the year 2014.
Yes. Goodbye. Bye.
This is a space.
Fuck off.
Fuck off, Johnny. It's goodbye.